Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 15th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alpha Cognition Inc., NASDAQ ACOG, Q2 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Alpha Cognition Inc., NASDAQ, for Q2 2025. Alpha Cognition saw significant progress with the commercialization of ZunVale in the U.S. LTC market, with over 300 facilities ordering the product. The sales team engaged over 3,700 healthcare professionals, leading to positive feedback on ZunVale's benefits and tolerability. The company secured a national Medicare Part D contract, enhancing patient access. With Alzheimer's disease affecting 7 million Americans, ZunVale's focus on the LTC market is strategic. In Q2 2025, ZunVale generated $1.6 million in net product sales and licensing revenue. The company is also making progress with its pipeline, including a preclinical study and formulation work for Alpha 1062. Financially, ACOG ended the quarter with $39.4 million in cash and expects operating expenses of $34 to $38 million for 2025.
Defense news breaks. UCOR Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTQX, UURAF, marks pivotal moment on path to 2026 rare earth oxide production. UCOR Rare Metals, with ticker symbols TSXVUCU and OTCQX, UURAF, secured $18.4 million in funding from the Department of Defense, a crucial step in regaining control over vital national materials. The company's Rapid SX technology garnered support, with CEO Pat Ryan expressing gratitude for the backing. UCOR's focus is on rare and critical metal resources, aiming to disrupt China's hold on the North American REE supply chain. The goal is to start domestic rare earth oxide production in 2026. For more information, visit UCOR's website at www.ucor.com. Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp, OTQB ESAF, Z7D, CEO shares bold strategy on Exploring Mining podcast. ES Gold Corp, recently featured on the Exploring Mining podcast, is entering a transformational phase with CEO Gordon Robb at the helm. Robb's investor acumen and track record in scaling resource companies make him ideal to lead the company forward, according to COO Paul Mastantuono. Robb shared that global instability leading to higher gold prices creates an opportunity for ES Gold to thrive. With full permits and production on the horizon, the company is poised to be cash flow positive and funnel funds into exploration. ES Gold is at the forefront of clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects in Quebec with a focus on sustainable resource recovery and exploration. Mining news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc., TCQB, HUSE-F, advances integrated approach in broader growth strategy. Nikola Mining Inc. recently extended a $2 million credit line to strategic partner Blue Lagoon Resources Inc., furthering industry collaboration and regional gold development in British Columbia. This move aligns with Nikola's vertically integrated approach, connecting its merit milling infrastructure to local projects. Since 2016, Nikola has entered profit share agreements with mining companies, utilizing its fully permitted mill to process ore and provide liquidity for exploration partners. The $2 million credit facility enhances this integrated approach, supporting Blue Lagoon's growth. Nikola Mining is a junior mining company with a 100% owned mill and tailings facility in British Columbia, processing gold and silver mill feed. For more information, visit www.nikolamining.com. Rock breaks. Tor Metals Inc., TSX.vet, identifies high-grade copper and major untested porphyry target at Colas Project. Tor Metals Inc. announced high-grade copper findings at the Bertha Zone in its Colas Copper Gold Project in British Columbia. Samples from the Bertha Pit showed up to 16.9% copper and 8.48 gram per silver along a 30-meter strike. The mineralization extends over 450 meters between Bertha and Bertha South showings. A 900 meters by 500 meter IP chargeability anomaly was identified, with six grab samples showing over 1% copper. Tor also highlighted a major untested porphyry target southeast of the Bertha Pit, with overlapping anomalies and a large alteration footprint. For more information, visit the Tor Metals newsroom. Green Energy breaks Comstock Inling prices $30 million public offering to fund solar panel recycling expansion. Comstock Inc., traded on the NYSE under the symbol LOAD, has priced its underwritten public offering of 13,333,334 shares at 225 cents per share, expecting gross proceeds of approximately $30 million before expenses. The funds will finance the commercialization of their first industry-scale solar panel recycling facility, advance site selection, cover development costs, and repay debt. CEO Corrado De Gasperis stated that the offering eliminates all outstanding debt and strengthens the company's cash position for growth. The offering, led by Titan Partners Group, is set to close on August 14, 2025, with a 30-day option for underwriters to purchase up to 2 million additional shares. Duos Technologies Group reports second quarter 2025 results. Duos Technologies Group, Inc., reported financial results for the second quarter of 2025, with revenue growth of over 16%, totaling $10.7 million for the first 6 months, the highest in the company's history. Operational highlights include significant improvement in gross margin, installation activities at multiple locations, and orders for additional data centers. The company completed a $40 million public offering and raised $12.5 million via an ATM offering, positioning itself to install 15 EDCs in 2025 and 50 in 2026. Total revenues for Q2 2025 increased 280% to $5.74 million, driven by Duos Energy executing the AMA with new APR. Despite delays with railcar inspection portals, the company remains confident in the product's potential. Gross margin increased 808% to $1.52 million, and net loss per common share was 30 cents. Duos Technologies Group expects total revenue for 2025 to range between $28 million and $30 million, reiterating its commitment to continued growth and progress.
Empire Access expands high-speed fiber internet footprint to Greece, NY. Empire Access, a leading Northeast fiber service provider, is expanding its high-speed fiber internet service to Greece, New York. By the end of August 2025, over 1,500 homes and 800 businesses in Greece will have access to Empire Access fiber internet. This expansion is part of the company's commitment to providing reliable and fast internet to communities across New York. Empire Access offers symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigs for residential customers, along with no contracts, free installation, and high-performance Wi-Fi routers. For businesses, Empire Access provides enterprise-grade Wi-Fi, 24/7 local support, and scalable speeds. Early adopters can take advantage of limited-time promotions. To learn more about Empire Access services, visit empireaccess.com/service-availability.
Duos Edge AI and FiberLight extend strategic partnership. Duos Technologies Group, Inc., through its operating subsidiary, Duos Edge AI, Inc., announced the expansion of its strategic partnership with FiberLight, LLC, a leading provider of high-capacity fiber optic networks. This alliance will deliver low-latency, localized compute infrastructure across the U.S., with a focus on underserved and high-growth markets. Duos Edge AI's modular SOC C2 Type 2 compliant EDCs will be deployed rapidly, leveraging FiberLight's extensive fiber network. The recent success in Corpus Christi showcased the efficiency and cost-effectiveness of this partnership. Duos Edge AI plans to contract 15 EDCs by 2025, with active deployments in Texas and expansion to the Midwest and southeastern U.S. This collaboration aims to enhance service delivery, drive innovation, and support economic development.
Solugenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, working to advance heat-stable ricin vaccine with promising efficacy. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the symbol SNGX, is making strides in advancing a heat-stable ricin vaccine with promising efficacy. Ricin toxin is a deadly biothreat, with even a small dose being fatal within 48 to 72 hours. The Rivaxar vaccine, incorporating Solagenix's Thermovax technology, eliminates the need for cold chain storage. Phase 1 studies have shown the Rivax antigen to be safe in humans, with future plans for pivotal animal efficacy studies. With global security threats on the rise, Solagenix is developing Rax-R to protect against ricin toxin exposure. This innovative vaccine, supported by proprietary stabilization technology and strong preclinical data, offers both a critical public safety solution and a significant market opportunity in the specialized vaccine sector.
DoorDash and Ace Pickleball Club announce multi-year partnership to bring on-demand convenience to club members nationwide. DoorDash and Ace Pickleball Club have announced a strategic multi-year partnership to bring on-demand convenience to club members nationwide. DoorDash will become the official on-demand delivery and pickup platform of Ace Pickleball Club, offering exclusive benefits and discounted promos to members. Each club location will have a designated DoorDash delivery zone for easy ordering of groceries, sporting equipment, and other essentials. DoorDash will also sponsor the Ace Pickleball Club Championship Series with a $250,000 prize pool. This collaboration aims to enhance the overall member experience and make it easier for players to focus on the sport they love. With over 35 clubs in 21 states expected to be open by early 2026, DoorDash and Ace Pickleball Club are committed to providing tailored convenience to active lifestyles.
Fort Worth entrepreneur and Marine veteran brings elite D1 training facility to Alliance Town Center. D1 Training, a fitness concept focusing on athletic-based training, has opened a new location in Alliance at 9308 Sage Meadow Trail. Led by certified trainers, D1 Training helps people of all ages achieve their sport and fitness goals. The franchise is backed by high-profile athletes like Chris Paul and Tim Tebow. Local entrepreneur Colby Ryan, a Marine veteran and youth sports coach, brings D1 Training to Fort Worth. The facility offers age-based programs and various training options. D1 Training is expanding nationally and seeking business builders who are passionate about fitness and youth sports. For more information, visit the D1 Training Alliance website or call 817-214-3296. Telvantis set to fast-track AI and Web3 expansion through strategic LOI between Mixedia and Digital Innovations Group. Telvantis Inc., a subsidiary of Mixedia SPA Societa Benefit, announced its support for Mixedia's letter of intent to acquire an equity stake in Digital Innovations Group, a technology firm specializing in blockchain, AI, and machine learning. This partnership is set to enhance Telvantis's product development, market reach, and innovation pipeline. The LOI is non-binding and subject to due diligence and negotiation. Mixedia and DIG plan to finalize agreements in the coming weeks. Telvantis, a telecommunications company, aims to leverage DIGIG's technology to drive growth and market leadership in the telecommunications industry.
D1 Training, premier athletic fitness brand, expands to Winchester. D1 Training, a premier athletic fitness brand, has expanded to Winchester with its new location at 178 Costello Docker. Led by certified trainers, D1 Training offers a sports science-backed training regimen to help people of all ages achieve their fitness goals. With franchise partners like Kylie Fitz and Jordan Gay, as well as notable figures like Von Miller and Tim Tebow, D1 Winchester aims to make a positive impact on youth athletes and their families. The facility offers age-based programs and various training options to cater to individuals dedicated to their fitness goals. D1 Training, founded in 2001 by former NFL player Will Bartholomew, is actively seeking franchisees who are passionate about fitness and youth sports. For more information, visit their website or call 540-616-2745.
In the race to release software, testing is becoming the bottleneck, and the fix might surprise you. In the software world, release speed can be a double-edged sword. The pressure is brutal for teams building mobile apps, with testing becoming a never-ending game of catch-up. Companies are keeping entire closets full of test phones, but as setups age, test runs slow down. Cloud-based testing platforms, like Sauce Labs, are stepping in to help. A recent study by Forrester Consulting found that organizations using Sauce Labs achieved a 217% ROI and recouped their investment in under 6 months. With 90% faster test execution and millions in time and cost savings, the message is clear. Testing bottlenecks are expensive. It's time for companies to rethink their testing strategies and embrace more efficient solutions.
iNewsBreaks, GlideLogic Corp., US OTC, GDLG, launches advanced AI-powered research mind globally. GlideLogic Corp., trading on the US OTC under the symbol GDLG, has launched its enhanced research mind platform globally. The upgraded release, priced at $24.99 per full analysis report, features OpenAI GPT-5 and Anthropic Claude Opus 4.1 in its pro version for academic partners. This update offers improved natural language comprehension, domain adaptation, and reasoning depth. CEO Fred Yunjue emphasized the goal of AI as a collaborative tool in hypothesis formation, not just for productivity. GlideLogic aims to align academic progress with infrastructure investment by leveraging compute as equity. For more information, visit GlideLogic's website at www.glidelogic.ai.
TinyGems Breaks, CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, reports Q2 2025 results, advances TPI-287 toward Phase 2 GBM trial. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., listed on NASDAQ as CNSP, reported a Q2 2025 net loss of $2.4 million, slightly better than the previous year, driven by reduced Berubicin trial costs. R&D expenses rose to $1.2 million, while G&A fell to $1.2 million. The company ended the quarter with $12.1 million in cash. CEO John Climaco stated that CNS is progressing towards a Phase 2 study of TPI-287 for glioblastoma multiforme in the first half of 2026, following positive Phase 1 results. TPI-287 has shown potential to treat CNS tumors and has a high safety profile among patients. Tech Media Breaks. WebEye Global Ltd. closes $3 million offering of share and pre-funded warrants. WebEye Global Ltd., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol WBY, has successfully closed an offering of over 720,000 Class A ordinary shares and pre-funded warrants, generating $3 million in gross proceeds. D. Boral Capital LLC served as the exclusive placement agent for the transaction, with legal advice provided by Ortoli Rosenstadt LLP and Hunter Taubman Fisher & Lee LLC. WebEye Global is a technology-driven company revolutionizing community e-commerce and travel in Southeast Asia, utilizing AI and community engagement to deliver high-quality, affordable products and travel services. For more information, visit their website at webeye.global. TechMediaWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on technology companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. Visit techmediawire.com for more details.
MRO recognized on the 2025 Inc. 5000 annual list for 10th year. MRO, the leading clinical data exchange company in healthcare, has been recognized on the 2025 Inc. 5000 annual list for the 10th consecutive year. This prestigious list showcases the fastest growing private companies in America, highlighting their exceptional growth and success. Despite economic challenges, MRO has demonstrated resilience, vision, and tenacity. CEO Jason Brown expressed gratitude for the team's dedication and achievements, emphasizing the company's commitment to advancing clinical data and driving the healthcare industry forward. For more information on the full list and company profiles, visit the Inc. website. MRO is dedicated to accelerating the exchange of clinical data in healthcare, utilizing cutting-edge solutions to benefit providers, payers, and users of clinical data.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.